Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest Incus podcast, coming to you live from the National Office in Washington, D.C. on 1 Mass Avenue Northwest, the National Guard Memorial Building. Today is Friday, March 15th. It's the Ides of March. And Daniel and I are coming to you to give you an update. I realize it's been a minute since the last interview, the last podcast, so we apologize for the delay, but we look forward to getting back to regular order.
What's up, Podcast Nation?
Please take a moment, if you have not done so already, and go to the App Store or Google Play and subscribe to this podcast. It really helps us, get sponsorships for this podcast and for, notoriety for Incus and awareness of Incus. And this is one of the many different things we offer to you in terms of communication. So please take a moment and go do that. Daniel, we just had a very successful legislative workshop.
We did.
I know that'll take up a bit of our conversation today with our members, but what else are you working on?
Well, from our legislative workshop, we heard from our members that suicide in the National Guard continues to be a major issue, and we actually have been working tirelessly with Senator Tester and Senator Moran. And last week, we introduced the Care for Reservists Act of 2019, which aims to close a loophole that prevents members of the National Guard that have never deployed on Title 10 from receiving mental health care benefits. So we are actively engaged on this issue, and we have met with members on the House as well, and the subcommittee of health on Veterans Affairs, and we are looking to introduce a bill that is similar in the House early next week. So we just want to report that back to you. We're grateful that you put this on our radar, and if you hadn't, we would not have been able to advance this, but we're glad that we were engaged on this issue, and once both bills are successfully introduced, we will start to work a whip list and make sure we get this across the goal line. So that is a huge success. But speaking of success, Scott, I think you've had some success related to some legislative workshop endeavors as well.
Absolutely. I'd say we have. The membership obviously comes in every year, and we do, we put on a great workshop, and then they spend a bulk of their time while they're in Washington going and meeting with their delegations. And one of the point papers that already actually has bill numbers associated with it is in relation to expanding TRICARE Reserve Select to the federal employee population. Sometimes I might sound like a broken record because we talk about that quite a bit. But we saw a large uptick in co-sponsors for H.R. 613 and Senate Bill 164. And that is a direct result of our workshop and the member engagement with their delegations 2 weeks ago. I think we went from about 40 co-sponsors, and now we're darn near 70. So that's quite an increase. And then we saw a similar uptick on the Senate side. Obviously, there's only 100 senators. So I think we went from like 9 to like maybe 17 or something like that. So
huge. That's,
yeah, so it is. It is great. And in kind of my area, the Armed Services Committees are starting the process for building the FY20 National Defense Authorization Act. As you know, and as our listeners are probably well aware, the President's budget request came out earlier this week. It was delayed, but that is really the official kickoff of trying to get these authorization bills done, and that's where we try to get a lot of our legislation and policy is to be a rider on the National Defense Authorization Act. So this is a very, very busy time of year, and that's why we host our workshop when we do, to be most effective. And I definitely think we were. What else you got going on?
Well, I wanted to share with the listeners a huge success. Last week, the project by Incus, the Veterans Education Project that focuses in on higher education issues for members of the National Guard. We released our first video in a series of What Student Veterans Want You to Know. And we wanted to just thank everybody. We have 10,000 total views across all social media platforms and a little over 5,000 on YouTube alone. And we could not have made that happen without you. If you haven't seen the video, you can go to our YouTube channel. which is the Veterans Education Project, or the website, theveteranseducationproject.org. And we're very excited about that. We should have a video rolling out here at the beginning of next month as well, and we look forward to having everyone help make it go viral. Scott, what else you got on your agenda?
I think I'll close with the 12304B early retirement credit issue. I think that's been talked about on the podcast a time or two, and hopefully folks have read updates from the national office and months and really years past. We've been trying to include the typical earned benefits that a service member would receive upon any duty status or deployment, and we've had some success in getting the GI Bill credits. We've had success of pre- and post-mobilization health care coverage with the 12304B duty status. But one thing that's still left hanging out there that's kind of a big pillar is early retirement credit. And so we don't have bill numbers for this Congress yet, but it's something we're engaging with senior staff and trying to get it, again, injected into this year's National Defense Authorization Act. So more to come on that. There's obviously other issues that we've been working on in the time since we've sat down to do this. So, we'll get together again, and we'll talk about a few other issues we're working on, but as we get back into a kind of regular order for doing our podcasts. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close it out. I'm going to just do a quick request once more for you to subscribe. If you haven't already done so, again, please go to the App Store on your iPhone, or please go to Google Play and find us and actually hit that subscribe button. It really does help Incus out, and it'd be much appreciated by both Daniel and me. And with that, we look forward to talking with you again soon, we promise. And take care and beware the Ides of March.